Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 11 minutes past one. And we're going to continue on with Community Connections and a bit of a change of pace. I have with me now the Lilydale Lions, both Lorraine and Boyd Ewing. Welcome.
Hello, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Righto, so you were telling us last time, and we're here to emphasise it again, the Lilydale show, I think, is 4 weeks away, and you people are going to have a stall there or something there, aren't you?
Yes, yes, we've got a stand, Alan. I'm sure people will see our banners and up, and pretty hard to miss, I think. We'll be selling things like Christmas cakes, and I believe this year we've got snow cones.
So the Christmas cakes are already out?
Yes, yes, they certainly are, and they'll be available at the Lilydale show. And yes, we're there for the both days, so it's everybody, all hands on deck.
Terrific. So obviously you're going to sell the cakes and the puddings, as you always do, but you're going to have snow cones as well.
Yeah, that's a bit of a new one for us. We're hiring, I believe, or at least being loaned the snow cone machine from another Lions club. I'm not sure which one at this time, but they've been good enough to pass it over to us, and we can hopefully do a bit of fundraising through that. We'll also be pushing for the membership drive as usual, and be more than happy to talk to any prospective members of Lions.
So anybody that's got any interest in helping the community or putting back into the community, or somebody who's just retired and or just moved to the area and wants to get to know people, the Lions Club's a great way to go, isn't it?
It certainly is, Alan, yes. It's a perfect opportunity.
So we're suggesting anybody that is interested in membership, we'll give out some phone numbers later on, but it would be a great way to see the Lions in action on November the 16th and 17th down the Lilydale show.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Sounds good.
Can I get one slice of fruitcake, please?
Excellent choice, sir. That one is the very finest traditional Aussie Christmas cake.
Perfect. Can I have
it? Tip-top full of fruit, moist and rich, yet delicate.
Yes, I know more. I'd like
to... And, of course, this cake helps cure childhood cancer, vision and mobility problems, Alzheimer's disease.
Are you just being silly?
I am not, because this is a Lions Club Christmas cake, and all proceeds go to medical research, emergency relief...
Okay, I'll take the lot.
No, it's mine. But you can get order details from lionsclubs.org.au.
Fruitcake.
We just played that promotion, Boyd, about the cakes, and we've mentioned now that they can get them at the Lilydale show in about 4 weeks' time, but you've got other outlets for them too, haven't you?
Yes, I've just started my deliveries, Alan, all the way up from Bendigo Banks, all the way up from Lilydale, right up through Wandon, Wurrialik, Yarra Junction and Warburton. Cakes will be available as of this week.
Terrific. And also, you've got an outlet at the Chirnside Park Shopping Centre, have you?
Yes, there's a couple of banks there. The Westpac Bank, Bank of Melbourne are both outlets for us, and I'll be delivering to them next week.
So within the next 2 weeks, I'll be able to get them at any of the Bendigo banks that you mentioned, from Lilydale to Warburton, and
yep,
by then Chirnside Park should have them in a couple of the banks.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Sounds like a good deal. And, I mean, apart from the fact that they're a really nice cake, we should mention to them, it is about raising funds, isn't it? And Lions are one of the few groups that every cent they raise goes to projects, don't they? They don't just go into funds and to run the Lions Club.
Oh, no. No, you're right. Exactly. Lions don't do a lot of donating of funds that we raise. All go to medical research and other needy organisations, so to speak. Last weekend they had the district convention, which was held up around Healesville. And even though I wasn't there, I believe the man from the Bionic Eye Research Places was a keynote speaker, and he actually said the bionic eye is on its way. And this is all due to funds being raised by the Lions clubs, and through which are donated to research. I believe he said that the bionic ear would not have happened if it had not been for the Lions Club donations.
It's terrific, isn't it? And that's giving hope to people that in some cases would have had not been able to see or not having any hearing as well.
Yes, I believe this bionic eye is something quite remarkable. It's apparently only about 8 millimetres long, and they put it in behind the eye, and it allows people without sight to be able to see.
It's amazing. Isn't it?
It's quite incredible.
Yeah. And it's quite, and I don't want to get into the technical side because I don't know, let's be honest, but some of these things they use, such as Bluetooth and that we use for our mobile phones to make these things work.
Yeah, I have to plead complete ignorance there too, Alan. I'm sorry, I'm not a technical person, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I heard a guest speaker once, and I think that was about the hearing or something, and he said that they use it because of the technology that was created for the mobile phones has allowed them to proceed with some of these things to cure, or not cure the hearing, but to give people hearing by using other technical ways.
Yeah, it's quite fantastic, isn't it?
And I have with me the Lions Club of Lilydale, both Boyd and Lorraine. We haven't heard a lot from Lorraine, but she's prompting us on the sidelines, so that's good. Boyd, you've just done a barbecue, and you've got another major barbecue coming up before Christmas.
Yes, about once a month on average. We run the sausage sizzle down outside Bunnings in the back car park there, or just outside the back door. We had one last Saturday. We were flat out. We had a wonderful day. People were buying sausages like they were going out of fashion.
And I think the weather was good too, wasn't it?
It was pretty good, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good. Maybe that's what brought people out, but it's lovely to feel that all your efforts are appreciated.
And we need to mention again that the money that you're raising is going to wind back up in the community again.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. The Lions, as you said, Alan, the Lions keep no money for themselves. Whatever we bring in, it goes out in either medical research to any amount of charitable type places. Our next barbecue at Bunnings also in Lilydale is on the 23rd of November, where we'll be out there again.
And you'll be flogging the cakes as well?
Yes, we also have cakes, yes, at the last one we did, and even the one before, come to think of it. But certainly in the November one, they'll be there.
Cakes and puddings and all sorts of varieties.
That's terrific. And we just need to emphasise that, because you do read in papers that, or in the paper from time to time, that some charities take 30-40% off the top. But I know Lions, what they raise goes towards where they say it's going to go, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
And you're listening to Community Connections, and I'm Alan Collier, and I've got with me Boyd and Lorraine Ewing from the Lilydale Lions. Tell us a little bit about the Friends of the Alinda Creek, please, Boyd.
Yes, okay, Alan. Yes, the Friends of Alinda Creek, a loosely knit base of mix of various organisations that go and help out there with tree planting and weeding and mulching in the Lions Park down in Lilydale. That's that runs along the Alinda Creek trail between John Street and Main Street in Lilydale, and that's transforming it into a thriving biodiverse and welcoming community space. Can I suggest if anybody would be interested in helping out there, just go to Lilydale Council's website or Connect Lilydale, and you would find the contact details there. To the best of my knowledge, there's a couple of planting and working bee days coming up this Friday and the following Friday.
Well, they're mainly on a Friday, are they, Boyd?
I believe so, yes. I've only been down there once myself, I have to confess, but it was on a Friday.
Occasionally a Saturday, but mainly Friday, I believe.
Mm.
During the day or at late in the afternoon?
No, during the day, around about the midday.
Boyd, tell us a bit about the breakfast that you do for the school.
Yes, down at one of the primary schools in Lilydale, the Lilydale Primary School, each Friday, two members of our Lions Club, always on a roster, go down and make up Milo and cook toast with various spreads for to feed children who might sometimes leave home without breakfast for any particular reason. And it'll be that's about what we do. It's one of the unseen things that Lions do, really. A lot of people wouldn't even know about it, but it's one of the community service type activities that we do.
And it's, if children go to school without a breakfast, it's a long day, and they tend to wilt, don't they? Well, it's been proven they don't learn as well as the person who has a breakfast every morning.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. It's and you know, it's good to have something in your stomach to start the day.
Absolutely. Boyd, you've going to tell us one of the some of the benefits of being a Lion.
Yes, thanks, Alan. Look, when people become a Lion, they you experience fellowship, good times, meeting people, building and lasting friendships, service to the community, learning new skills, leadership and personal development. These are just some of the benefits of being a member of a Lions Club. The world's largest and most active service club organisation.
Which is true. And as we say, that the Lions really get nothing out of it financially themselves, because the cost of running the club and that is all met by the members. So when you see the Lions out doing whatever they're doing, selling their sausage sizzle or collecting, you know every cent is going to wind up where they say it's going to go. There's no 10-20% for administration fees, is there?
No, not at all. We have certain activities that are done which go into what's called an admin account. Things like manning the car park at the Yarra Glen Market once a month. That goes into admin, which provides us with enough finances just to cover our costs. But the rest of it, it's all for activities, and it all goes back to the community.
Boyd, look, we've talked a lot about the Lions. Hopefully we've got a lot of people that might be interested. So tell us a bit about how they can find out more about the, particularly the Lilydale Lions, please.
Okay, Alan. Now, the all the W's, dot, Lilydale at Lions Clubs 201 201v5 .org.
And if they can't find that, I guess if they Google Lilydale Lions, you'll soon find it, won't they?
Exactly, yes. We also have David, our membership chairman. He's available on 0409 700 668.
All right, could you give us those again, please?
Okay, if you email Lilydale Lions, Lilydale at lionsclubs201v5.org.
And I guess with any of this, if you Google it, they'll soon pick those up, won't they?
Yes, they certainly will.
And give us the membership number again, please.
Probably the best way to contact us immediately would be 04 David on 0409 700 668.
And, of course, we should mention two other things, that you've got the Lilydale show coming up on the 16th and 17th of November. You'll be selling your cakes, your snow cones, and if anyone's interested in membership, you'd love to talk to them. And just reiterate when your next barbecue is, please, Bob.
23rd of November. We'll be down outside Bunnings there, cooking up sausages.
And selling cakes.
Look, got to go. It's 2 o'clock for the news. Thank you for coming in again.
Thank you very much, Alan.
We'll look forward to hearing from you next time.
Excellent. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks.